From the Heart, May 26, A Living Church. We urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you received from us how you ought to walk and to please God. We long to see the true Christian character manifested in the church. We long to see its members free from a light, irreverent spirit, and we earnestly desire that they may realize their high calling in Christ Jesus. Some who profess Christ are exerting themselves to the utmost to so live and act that their religious faith may commend itself to people of moral worth, that they may be induced to accept the truth. But there are many who feel no responsibility even to keep their own souls in the love of God, and who, instead of blessing others by their influence, are a burden to those who would work and watch and pray. The present time calls for men and women who have a moral fixedness of purpose, men and women who will not be molded or subdued by any unsanctified influences. Such persons will make a success in the work of perfecting Christian character through the grace of Christ so freely given. No one can succeed in the service of God whose whole soul is not in the work and who does not count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. Those who make any reserve, who refuse to give all that they have, cannot be disciples of Christ, much less his co-laborers. The consecration must be complete. Father, mother, wife, and children, houses and lands, everything which the servant of Christ possesses, must be held subject to God's call, bound upon the sacred altar. Those who seek by earnest study of God's word and fervent prayer the guidance of his Spirit will be led by him. The pillar of cloud will guide them by day, the pillar of fire by night. And with an abiding sense of God's presence, it will not be possible to disregard his holy law. Let us, as the peculiar people of God, elevate the standard of Christian character, lest we come short of the reward that will be given to the good and the faithful. We must work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. It is those who hold fast the beginning of their confidence, steadfast unto the end, that will receive the crown of immortal glory. Simplicity, purity, forbearance, benevolence, and love should characterize our Christian experience.